The Member of Parliament for Seshi Jabiso, Samson Ehi, says the statement by Deputy General Secretary of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, Awotren Kansa, applauding the flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, on his educational plans for the country, could not be the association's view, is that considering Mr. Nkansa's political leanings to the NPP, such a statement is not surprising. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
I am not surprised this statement comes from nobody than Mr. Awotren Kansa, who, if you go to Bidjeni and Yanso Bekwai, everybody knows him to be a very diehard person of NPP. Indeed, he was the first parliamentary candidate for NPP when Ghana decided to go for democracy in 92, when NPP boycotted parliamentary elections. He was the candidate. Apart from that, he had made several attempts to contest on the ticket of NPP. When President Akufo won, he and the current NPP member of parliament, so far there, contested the DC position in the general also. He was not given, at one point, even President Akufo promised him in the gathering at the choir that not contest the parliamentary candidature, but rather should stick to so far there, so that when they win the second time, they will give him the DC. And what I can only say is that Awotren Kansa is a member of MP, and he is doing nothing than doing propaganda for MP. And so Ghanaians should know who is speaking. If it has been somebody else, then we have interrogated the matter. But this one, I think he has not even dissected the policy statement or the proposals being proposed by Nana Akufo-Addo. Just because of his political affiliation, thinks that he can take advantage of it and make people to hear him. What he is doing is just to do propaganda. And if you go down to Seshi, everybody knows Awotren Kansa, that hard member of MP. And so I'm not surprised that he, being the Deputy General Secretary for NAC, the Secretary General is there, the Chairman or the President is there, but rather he will come out and endorse the reason. I'm sure it is not the position of NAC, because I have friends in NAC at the various districts who have told me that they have never met to take such decisions. So that is his personal position. And that personal position is coming from Awotren Kansa because he has a personal interest in the welfare of MPP.
Are you by this suggesting that his statement is painted in the colors of the MPP and that it cannot be attributed to NAC as a whole?
That is what I'm saying, is that because if it has come from the general secretary or the president, then I will conclude that maybe it's a national decision. But coming from Awotren Kansa, who was one MPP parliamentary candidate, made several attempts to be appointed EC during the tenure of President Akufo and served in all those occasions. And looking at him, showing his background as a strong and diehard MPP member. So he's only doing this to draw attention of Nana Akufo-Addo, so that will not happen. But in case Nana Akufo-Addo wins, then Awotren Kansa at this time may be considered either DC or whatever. So he's only being a propaganda, his own personal interest. I don't think what the statement represents is views of members in NAC.
Don't you think he's only performing his function as a Deputy General Secretary of the MPP?
That's what I'm saying, that it's difficult to trust him because of his background. Because he's a man who is in active politics. There are people who are into the civil service doing their work, all right. But this is a man who is into active politics.
Mr. Ayi, but the statement further says that NAC is yet to see what other political parties will put across as the election year draws near. So if the NDC should also come out with an educational plan, which Mr. Awotren Kansa also sees as laudable, how would you react if he should uphold such a plan of the NDC?
I would be surprised, because I've never heard Awotren Kansa saying anything positive about NDC. And in fact, I'm surprised that the statement didn't come from the general secretary himself or the chairman or the president, or rather the deputy secretary, who is a strong MPP member.
On whether he believes in the educational plan of the NPP flag bearer, Mr. Ehi described it as unrealistic and ambitious, considering the fact that it does not come out with a blueprint for funding.
If you look at what Nana Addo laid out to Ghanaians, for me, I have a serious problem with it, because he didn't tell us how he was going to ensure, for instance, that senior high school will be free, how he is going to raise funds to, he didn't give us figures as to, at the moment, how much it costs us to educate a child at the senior high school, and if he introduces a free education at the senior high school, how much is going to cost us, and how he intends to raise those funds. So there are a lot of questions that Ronaldo has to answer before we can actually take him seriously.
That was the MP for Seshi Jabuso, Samson Ehin, talking to Ibrahim Kwarteng.